Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So it's that time of year again where one of Chicago's most beloved traditions kicks off the holiday season on State Street, and that's the 110th annual Great Tree Lighting in the Walnut Room at Macy's on State Street. It's also the 50th anniversary of those beautiful holiday windows. And joining us live from the Allstate Showcase Studios to talk about yesterday's lighting ceremony and share the rest of the holiday happenings at Macy's is Andrea Schwartz. She's the VP of Media Relations for Macy's. Good morning to you.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy
Dave.
Holidays to you.
We've started
already. And it's funny, I feel like the weather has not made it feel like that. And now it does.
Now
I feel
it
like it's perfect for some holiday shopping. So you've pulled off another amazing event today.
Oh, it's remarkable. You know, yeah. We have families who mark their calendars from year to year to be the first to dine in the Walnut Room to see the great tree being lit. You know, and this year it's our 110th anniversary.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
Quite some time.
And Jordan Smith from The Voice lit the tree this year.
And what a spectacular young talent. It was his birthday, in fact. So he just turned a ripe old age of 23 on the day of our lighting.
You know what's really cool, too, is when people show up for this tree lighting event, it is every demographic possible. It's generations of people that show up. So it's the people that were there when they were kids, seriously, in the 1950s, 60s, 40s, whatever it might be. But you pull in this young talent every single year, an exciting talent, and you get young kids, too, who are just excited about it. And you might even be their first time in the Walnut Room, which is cool.
Absolutely. And I have to say, we are always we always love to see the little kids that go into the Walnut Room with their parents and grandparents because they're always so well dressed.
Yeah. Well, it's tradition. You have to do that. Yeah.
It really looks like Christmas time in the Walnut Room.
I remember doing it, we've talked about this before, in the 70s. And I think we would go on a Friday night. It was my grandparents. It was my parents. It was my sister and I. And we would always wait and say, no, we wanted to sit by the tree. So we would wait a little extra longer, but we would go shop. Somebody might be standing in line and waiting. And I remember shopping Marshall Field's record department. I think I bought some albums. I swear from there.
Yeah, we don't sell those.
No. I might have gotten some Van Halen or some REO Speedwagon or something from Marshall Field's in that store. But it was such a tradition even back then. And there's even traditional dishes that we'll talk about too. But the Great Tree, big star of the show, more than 2,000 ornaments, 6,600 lights. This is radio. Explain what the tree looks like.
Well, of course, those lights are LED, so they're extra bright, unlike when the tree first started. In fact, we had spotlights shining on the live tree 110 years ago and had firefighters actually on the premises just in case there would be a spark. So it turned artificial, about a good dozen years ago, if not a little more. But the tree is spectacular. It's super colorful this season. We also have a little Uncle Mistletoe in the tree as
classic.
Well as in one of our windows. So just an homage to all of the fabulous past.
And that was like 5 decades ago, I think, that Uncle Mistletoe and Aunt Holly and everybody debuted there. And, you know, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I have seen it. There was an Uncle Mistletoe television program that was done, I think, late 40s or early 50s on the local ABC WBKB station here in Chicago. But they were a little 15-minute kind of stop motion animation kind of things.
Mm-hmm. I guess it was Marshall Field's way of Disney fine.
It was pre all that Rankin and Bass stuff that we grew up with over the years and stuff. The room is decorated so beautifully. There was a couple of years ago that you redid all the walnut in the room.
Yes, so we really are taking great care. You know, we feel that Marshall Field's left such a legacy, and when Macy's purchased the Field stores, couldn't have been happier to be the keepers of that legacy and to make sure that it's exactly what it needs to look like.
Exactly.
And that means it looks like that 110 years ago.
And there's so many traditions in the room as far as just the dining experience. Mrs. Herring's original chicken pot pie was something that was created in the late 1800s.
Yes. Of course, it's probably a little healthier now than it was then.
Okay.
But it's super delicious, and it definitely is still one of the top sellers year-round.
Yeah, and there's the Field special, which you know is my favorite. That I get every year, seriously, since I was a kid, which is, you know, it's just like it's like a half a head of lettuce, for God's sake, with turkey
is.
And Swiss and Thousand Island dressing. It's the Mandarin chicken salad that's been such a staple there. You know, you have the Frango mint ice cream pie, which I can't live without. We did a little run through a few weeks ago, by the way. I think I emailed that to you. We had dinner in the Walnut Room. And then you've got some really cool holiday drinks, too, because you've got a really cool – people need to know this. There's a really cool bar in there.
Yeah, and you know, there used to be a bar long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And then eventually that was taken down, and we discovered some photos and some menus and actually had it commissioned and put it back in the way we had found it.
That's so cool.
So that was fabulous. And so, yes, you can get every kind of Christmas cocktail, lots of sparkling and pink.
Yeah, and you get your little mug, too.
Oh, yes,
yeah, that's
you definitely
too.
Get your mug.
So go early
whether
for that.
Whether it's hot chocolate or a hot toddy.
Or an eggnog.
Yeah.
Your Brandy Alexander and all that other good stuff, too. Santa Claus, of course, has been there every year since 1948, and that's in Santaland, correct?
Yes, that's in Santaland. And,
okay.
And so he, now that the tree is lit, he's there on the weekends until Thanksgiving, and then he will be there every single day during store hours through Christmas Eve.
And the 50th annual holiday windows at Macy's has been revealed. It's actually going to be up through that first week of January.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about the theme, because I thought this was a really great idea to celebrate 50 years of doing this.
Well, there's two things. One is this is also our 10th anniversary of the Believe campaign,
where
we ask everybody to write their letters to Santa, bring them in one of our stores, or they can even do it online. And we will donate $1 to make a wish up to $1 million. Thus far through that campaign, we've donated $15 million, and Macy's has been a sponsor of Make-A-Wish since 2003 and has met the $100 million mark at this time.
That's incredible.
So we've been very proud of that. So our windows reflect that holiday spirit of the Believe and the writing of the letters. But we also reserved a few windows to do a bit of a retrospective on the windows that had come before. So we even have listed from like 1968 through current day what each single theme was every year.
Love that.
And then we have some pieces that had been in those windows. So they're both animated and static and just absolutely nostalgic.
I always search out, there was a WTTW special years ago about the holiday windows at Macy's and kind of those traditions and stuff that were up there. And I knew it was kind of a post-World War II thing. You know, it was one of those things to really kind of get people excited about the holidays. I mean, it was a joyous time in America, and it was the idea, you know, to just kind of decorate and brighten up and tell some great stories outside the window, which a lot of those things happened post-war.
So Marshall Field always dedicated the State Street windows to a story.
Yeah.
Not until 50 years ago were they animated.
Yeah, that's cool. That's great. So you've got that going on, of course, and of course, great shopping experience throughout the store. You know, and great things to see in there. It's a legendary store. So you got the Tiffany ceiling. The great clock. Any new shopping experiences this year?
Actually, the kids are going to love this. We have a Lego shop And we have FAO Schwartz.
Yeah, nice.
So they're going to enjoy that. We even have a Mrs. Claus cabin. And in that, we sell for them, she's got sweets and treats.
And oh, cool.
Fun things. So, and as far as the shopping, the gift selection is extraordinary. So come on in and take a look at every floor. We have what you need.
And there's, and I have to mention too, you know, there's Macy's throughout Chicagoland and the suburbs, but there's unique things that are always happening and products that are in the State Street store.
That's true.
Yeah.
The State Street store is rather large.
Yeah.
We get so many customers from all areas, you know, whether they be visiting for the weekend or just from the suburbs or living downtown.
Yeah.
So we have the full assortment.
Yep. And of course, the Franco mints, you can get those all over the place because that's a tradition also here in Chicago. And then the State Street store also has guided tours throughout the year too, right?
Yes, we do. We have a visitor center that is deemed the official center for the city by Choose Chicago.
That's cool.
And so you can get not only your tour, but you can also inquire about theater tickets and all of these.
So that's in the lower level?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
The visitor center.
Yeah.
Which really is a great resource to all people.
Very cool. And I also noticed there's always some stuff that you can buy that have the walnut room on them, like little chefs.
You know, we started that just a few years ago, and now that's morphed into quite its own department.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we have chef coats. We have wine glasses.
Yeah, that's neat.
In fact, we are putting a wine shop on the first floor. We have one currently on lower level.
Right.
We will keep that there, but we are adding one to the first floor, so it makes it so much easier for you to grab that bottle of wine before your next event.
And there's also always a collectible Frango tin for the holidays that you can get.
Yes.
And then if you want to get really nostalgic, there's some Marshall Fields like handbags and shirts and sweatshirts and stuff you can get.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So whatever you need, we have.
And for a full listing of holiday hours and special events that happen throughout the year, the best website to go to?
Just go to Macy's.com. And it will say stores and
click
there's
on State
the
Street.
Hours.
There you go. As always, a pleasure kicking off the holiday season with you.
Dave, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Happy holidays to you.
You too.
All right. Much more ahead on 720 WGN.